Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Risk your money on dice? They call it gambling. Risk your money on the stock market? That's business. But risk your future on God and they'll call you a fool. That's the way it was with a man by the name of Abraham who lived long ago. In the event you don't remember Abraham, he holds the unique distinction of being loved and esteemed by devotees of three faiths, Jews, Muslims, and Christians. Long ago, Abraham lived in Ur in a land which we know today as ancient Mesopotamia. When God began to speak to Abraham about leaving his hometown, people thought of him as a fool. Hebrews 11:8 speaks of his step of faith, saying, "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing where he was going." Ur, where Abraham lived, was a nice place. Good schools and hospitals, good stores, comfortable homes. Ur was a good address to have on your letterhead. When people saw the address on your card, they commented, "Oh, you're from Ur, moving up in the world." But Abraham left all of this behind as he set his sights on an invisible goal. Could you not but imagine some of the conversations which must have taken place as neighbors said, "We see you're packing up your family, Abraham. Where are you headed?" And he would say, "Well, you see, I'm not sure. I just know that God is leading me." "Uh-huh," comments the friend. "How are you going to take care of your family?" He shuffles his feet and says, "Well, I really don't know completely, but I'm sure God will provide for us." Oswald Chambers, a man who died at an early age in Egypt, once wrote, "I am not many kinds of fools in one. I am only one kind of fool, the kind of fool that believes and obeys God." That's the kind of a man Abraham was. Men and women today who live and walk by faith like Abraham of old will always be considered to be out of step with their peers, a kind of fanatic who takes the truth of God's word literally. Such have always been in a minority. The writer of Proverbs put it like this, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." Those who have heard the call of God on their lives should little expect contemporaries to understand what they're doing. The voice of God is a still, quiet, firm one, often drowned out by ambition and greed and the desire to be in control. The life of faith has always been contrary to the logic of the world. Yet simple obedience to the plan and purpose of God does not require that you have a full knowledge of the game plan. It only demands that you have confidence that he who leads you knows where he's taking you. Mrs. Albert Einstein was once asked if she understood the theory of relativity. Her husband was famous for it, you know. She replied, "No, but I know that Albert does, and I know he's to be trusted." Every person's life makes a statement. Mine does, yours does too. Abraham's did long ago. And the statement of Abraham's life is this: God will meet the person who responds to his promises in faith and will trust him to do what he alone can do. Some folks live for gold, some for fame, some for risk, some for power and influence. Abraham lived for God. Thinking over the statement of your life, how would you define the message?
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.